He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on March 2nd, Wednesday. This is episode 129 of Crypto Ballers. Thank you for tuning in. We have a very special pod for you today because it's pack drop day on a Wednesday, and it's the NFL all day nonetheless. Usually these packs come on Fridays. We're getting it early on a Wednesday. We're going to take a look at the pack list, see if it warrants the premium $249 price tag, or if this is more a $49 standard type of drop. So we're going to take a look at the list, and we're going to try to figure out which one is the best route to take. Also, we got a sneak peek at the next group of 2022 All-Star moments. At the time of recording, the drop isn't even announced yet. Not sure when it's going to be. But we got an exclusive look at all the players involved and where the challenge is going to be. And if you thought the LeBron James challenge was fire, this next one might give it a run for its money. So with that being said, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and occasionally we'll dabble in other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem it worthy and it makes sense to bring to the forefront of the community. So before we get into today's topics, which I'm very excited to talk about, I wanted to give a little recap on what happened with the trade ticket pack. So those of you that have been following along on the podcast or on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS, we did a ton of grinding for about 4 to 5 days straight, acquiring as many $1 or $2 moments as possible. We ended up getting to 350 thanks to a big help from the community, who sent over gift moments as we were running out of time and, quite frankly, out of Dapper. So big shout out to everybody. So we got in line for our first attempt at the trade tick pack, and we got lucky. We ended up getting a spot in line of 34. Now, that was it was unexpected. I know a lot of people have been waiting like 3 or 4 packs, even 3 or 4 drops, to get this trade ticket pack. So the fact that we were able to get it on the first try, very grateful. And it's funny because it's fitting how we got number 34 in line, because our 1K moment happened to be a Celtic. If you don't know anything about your guy, I am a big time Celtics fan, a lifelong Celtics fan. So I was pleased we didn't hit a jackpot by any means, because there was some big time moments in this drop. So we missed out on those, but I ended up getting a personal favorite of mine. My 1K limited edition series one was a Jaylen Brown. Now, Jaylen Brown is on my Celtics, and he is my favorite player in the NBA. So I couldn't be too upset with getting a 1K Jaylen Brown in the drop. Would I have preferred to get the Top Shot debut of Mr. LeBron James? Absolutely. We are talking about a 7.7K price discrepancy between the debut LeBron James and the 1K Jaylen Brown. So obviously we didn't end up getting, you know, we didn't end up hitting the lottery, but I got a moment that I was happy with nonetheless. The other moments that were in that pack was a 3.9K Freddie Van Vliet, or I like to call him Fred Van Buckets. We also got a Carmelo Anthony Top Shot debut, which is pretty cool, and we rounded it out with a Mike Conley Top Shot debut as well. Now, if you want to watch the pack opening, you can go ahead and search it up on our Twitter. I did it a pretty unique way this time. I wanted to do it a little differently. So I actually opened up the pack in virtual reality, which I don't know how many people have done that yet, but I have a Oculus Quest 2. And I decided to, you know, go into virtual reality and open up the web browser. And the screen, when you had the headset on, the screen was absolutely colossal in size. It was truly massive. So it was really cool to open it virtual reality. Now, the video that was uploaded to our Twitter at CryptoBallersTS, it doesn't look nearly as big as it does firsthand when you're actually, you know, in the virtual reality setting. But just to give you an idea of scale, when the moment, you know, debuted and it opened it up and it's playing the clip, it was about as tall, or standing up as tall as I was. So it was like a life-size clip, which it was pretty nuts. A lot of fun. If you have a way to, you know, open up a pack in virtual reality, I recommend giving it a try. It's really fun and unique and different. So I thought it was pretty cool. Now, probably the question I got asked the most after going through this whole grind, I mean, I devoted a big chunk of last podcast just talking about how much the grind of trade tickets just really sucked. And it kind of just like zapped the energy out of you, and you just kind of didn't want to do anything after going through that process. The question I got asked the most was it worth it? And or would you do it again? So was it worth it? If you're talking about, you know, Dapper or, you know, estimated value of what the S1 trade ticket pack was in correlation to how much I spent. I spent about $150 of Dapper in the marketplace to get to 350. That's only because I had about 260K common moments already in my account that I was totally cool trading in. So if you're talking EV or estimated value for what I spent for that S1 pack, then it was positive EV. I ended up making money off of it. Now, if you're starting from zero and you were, and your plan was to buy 350 moments in the marketplace, it would have been severely negative value on that pack. It actually would have been pretty devastating. Now, I can only speak for myself, and would I go through that process again? Seeing how I trimmed a ton of fat off of my account and now I'm left with a lot of moments that I actually like or want to keep, I don't really have any 60K comments left at the moment. Man, starting from zero and needing to buy 350 moments in the marketplace to get into the next one, I can't bring myself to do it, man. I really can't. And I totally get it if you guys out there do, because you could get some, you know, stellar, absolutely stellar pulls out of the Series 1 base set pack, but just the grind you have to go through, the investment it would take to acquire 350 moments from zero, just to, you know, take a crack at getting something that's, you know, truly special, when you run a risk of getting a severely negative EV pack. I mean, if you watched the video for the base set Series 1 that just happened, Jacob was on there in his little video, and he said right out that they're going to make it so those packs aren't going to be as guaranteed a hit. Like, they're adding more players to the player pool, and he's basically said right out they're going to be adding some players that are not desirable and don't have, like, the big-time value to even you know, even it out a bit, which, again, really sucks to hear, especially the commitment that 350 trade tickets takes to get there. Now, also in that same video, Jacob mentioned how the 350 trade ticket price point could change, but he mentioned how it could be even more, which I thought was pretty surprising, because if you're going to be adding shitty moments to a pack that already costs, I mean, if you just do, you know, averages, right? You can usually get a moment for about $2. It's not a guarantee, but $2 seems to be like an average floor price that you can probably get 60K comments for. You need 350 of them. I mean, that's $700 if you were to buy 350 moments from the marketplace. If you're going to spend $700 on a base set one pack and like your 1K limited edition moment you get is like a fucking Rudy Gay, and then the other three moments are like a Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert, you know, no shots to Utah Jazz. I don't know why a lot of Jazz players are coming up right now. But you see what I'm saying, right? That would be unbelievably negative EV. That would be shattering. That would be destroying. And you'd probably want to just close your account if you spent all that time grinding, all that Dapper, and then you just get hit with an absolute landmine. So hearing that the price of trade ticket packs could go up was a bit surprising. It'd be nice if it came down a bit, maybe 300, right? I don't know. That being said, I am a degenerate. I love gambling. So I think the next time I take a crack at the Series 1 trade ticket pack is after I accumulate, you know, just a bunch of packs from pack drops. And I get a ton of 60K commons again, and my account starts to get, you know, bloated. Then I could see, you know, trading in a bunch of them and then making another attempt at it. But am I going to be actively pursuing the S1 trade ticket pack like I did for this last one? I just can't do it. Now, another thing that affected me by doing this 350 trade ticket pack that I didn't even think of is that when I had that many additional moments in my account, when it came to these flash challenges that we've been getting on a semi-daily basis, I like always had the requirements because I had all of these 60K commons of these players. Well, I traded all of them in. So now the flash challenges that have happened since the Series 1 trade ticket pack happened, I got like no 60K commons left. So I find myself on the outside of a lot of these flash challenges now because I don't have anybody anymore. I got rid of them all. So that was something I didn't take into account. So I'm looking forward to the next pack drop where I can start to, you know, load up and rebuild my account, because you know having a plethora of players is beneficial, especially if you like staying active and doing the flash challenges. So I kind of shot myself in the foot with that one. Overall, the experience was not the best. Would have made up for it though if we ended up getting a debut Giannis, Steph, or a LeBron James. All right, so speaking of pack drops, This is going to be interesting to cover because we don't necessarily have a pack drop date at the time of recording, but we did get an exclusive sneak peek at what's to come, and we're going to be getting, yes, another All-Star pack. All right, so we are early on this. Like I said, it's a sneak peek, so I cannot confirm or deny if there's going to be another Rising Stars with All-Stars kind of All-Star Rares kind of slid in there, like what we just had for the Rising Stars LaMelo Ball Challenge that was running the same time simultaneously as the LeBron James 2022 Rare All-Star Moment, or should I say Challenge. So I can't confirm or deny if we're going to get another Rising Stars, but we are going to be getting another NBA All-Star 2022 set, or the set will be expanding. Now we got a look at the players list, and we already know what the challenge award is going to be, which is one I'm super excited about. However, I will not be pursuing because it is going to be a very expensive challenge. Now the LeBron James challenge that wrapped up on Tuesday finished with about a price point of 1.5K to complete the entire challenge, which for LeBron James, that's kind of on the cheaper side. We've seen LeBron James rare challenges go for a hell of a lot more the 1.5K, it actually made it so I was kind of tempted to go for it. You know, the marketplace, you know, we're currently in a drought over on NBA Top Shot, so I was like, oh, you can get a lot of these challenge rewards for $100. There's a couple of them that are going to be on the higher end, like Ja Morant, I believe, finished the challenge at around 260. Giannis was in second place, coming in right around 220. These are lowest asks while the challenge was live. Now you can get them for cheaper than that, but the next challenge is going to be an interesting one for sure, because there is a chance it could pass the value of Mr. LeBron James himself. And I think it's going to be because just how awesome of a moment, how awesome of a game this player had. So before I tell you, if you couldn't have guessed it already, before I tell you who the challenge award is going to be, let's talk about the rest of the 2022 rare All-Star moments we're going to be getting on NBA Top Shot. So we're going to be getting a Jason Tatum, LaMelo Ball, Darius Garland, Luka Doncic, Jimmy Butler, Karl-Anthony Towns, Joel Embiid, Devin Booker, Fred VanVleet, Rudy Gobert. And if you collect each of those 2022 All-Star moments, then you'll get a Steph Curry 2022 rare challenge reward. Now, I say that it could rival LeBron James because it's fucking Steph Curry. A lot of his moments do rival LeBron James. LeBron usually edges him out in terms of price, but Steph Curry went absolutely berserk in this All-Star game. And it says right here that it's going to be a three-pointer. Now, the interesting question is going to be, which three-pointer? Because my man hit, like, what, 15 or 16 three-pointers? My guess is it has to be that stupid deep one from damn near half court, right? The one with Trae Young where he shot it, like I said, damn near half court. And he just turned around and was walking back. Not even looking, and he just fucking drilled it. So my guess is it's going to be that stupid deep Steph Curry. It's going to be an interesting challenge for sure. So if you can get in and make sure that you have a collector score of 10K, then you'll be eligible to get the $49 elite drop. If that's in fact how they're doing it. Like I said, I can't confirm or deny if we're going to be getting another Rising Stars mixed in with this one. There is a chance that it could be a standalone rare pack, but again, they didn't do that for the LeBron James All-Star side, so I don't know why they'd have it be a standalone for the second half of the set, right? That doesn't make much sense. But as of now, I have no information about another, you know, another group of Rising Stars moments, so do with that what you will. But those are the players that are going to be up in the next 2022 All-Star drop, and that is going to be your challenge reward, a ridiculously deep three-pointer from Steph Curry. Definitely exciting, can't wait to see it. Now, the LeBron James challenge reward moment is in the marketplace right now. Again, the challenge was 1.5k to complete. It currently has the lowest ask of roughly $600, which is a significant drop off. I believe the mint count came in right at about 1.2k for the LeBron. Now, the most it could have been was 2022. So a nice chunk of people ended up finishing that LeBron James. I think the Steph Curry will be able to match it and possibly go even higher. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that Steph Curry. So that is your All-Star 2022 pack preview with a challenge reward. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, consider yourself, you know, cued in. You have information that the public does not have yet. Must be a pretty good feeling, if I don't say so myself. Now let's talk about the NFL All Day. Okay, so this NFL All Day pack drop is going to be from week 14. That's right, it's going to be a week 14 replay pack drop. We're going to get a standard and a premium. The standard drop time will be 2 p.m. Eastern, and the premium pack drop time will be at 6 p.m. Eastern. All right, so for the standard side, we're going to get 38,000 packs. So we got a nice number of packs here. It's not going to be guaranteed one per if you line up, especially with NFL All Day adding another wave of users, but there's gonna be 38k packs available, so you have a pretty good chance to get one if you do line up. And you guys know the drill is 3 moments per pack. You have a shot of getting a rare and a very slim shot of getting a legendary from the standard. Now, talking about the premium side, there's going to be 6.5k packs available, so much less, very small supply, and it's going to be $249 per pack, which is pretty wild. You get 4 moments per pack, you're guaranteed a rare moment, and you have a increased chance of getting a legendary, but by no means is it a guaranteed legendary. It's still crazy hard, but it is a guaranteed rare, which is nice. But is it though? Because if you think about it, the price that some rares are going for on the marketplace right now, they're still really low. They're still lower than what they should be. So if you have $249 of Dapper, you know, hanging around, I mean, what makes more sense? You could go into the marketplace and probably buy a rare of a player you want for $250 or less right now. Or you take a shot on a pack, you know, and hope that you get a good rare. But at least you'll have, you know, a slightly heightened chance of getting a legendary. All right, so let's take a look at the big hits that are going to be in this week 14 pack. So it says here that there's going to be NFL All-Day debuts from Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen. Those are three humongous names, and it's all their debuts. Their debuts go for a nice bit of Dapper, I can tell you that. Then on the defensive side, we're also going to be getting debuts from Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, and Tyrann Mathieu. So there's going to be some really nice debuts in here as well. Now, those are going to be hard ones. I believe those are all rares and or legendaries. But there are some pretty good base hits that you can get. Because this is the week where there's a chance that you can get the Tom Brady all-time record career completion moment right now. Currently has the lowest ask on the marketplace of over $400 for a 10K common. That is going to be in this drop. So you are going to want to get one of these packs. All right, it's a 10K common and it's, you know, $400. All right, so at the time of recording, we don't have a pack list for this replay pack exactly, but what we did do is we went back and we just looked up the content list from the week 14 drop when it originally occurred, because this drop already took place in a closed beta. Now there wasn't a lot of people in there for that drop, but this a bunch of packs from this drop already happened. So we can just go back and we can pull up that pack content list, and in theory it should be the same stuff, right? So let's take a look at the legendaries. Now these are more so going to be for the people that are considering dropping $250 on the premium in hopes to get a legendary. So let's take a look at what those legendaries are in this drop. So there's going to be a legendary Davante Adams, Aaron Donald, Justin Herbert, Dalvin Cook, Breshad Perriman. That sounds like a little bit of a landmine right there, Breshad Perriman. Mike Evans, the Tennessee Titans, and Aaron Rodgers. Also, a Rashad Bateman, a bit of a landmine, and the San Francisco 49ers. Again, in my opinion, a bit of a landmine. So the ones to watch out for would be the 49ers, Tennessee Titans, Rashad Bateman, and Breshad Perriman. But Davante Adams, Aaron Donald, Justin Herbert, Dalvin Cook, Mike Evans, Aaron Rodgers, there are some hitters in the legendary category for sure. So if any of those sound appealing and worth a $250 risk, then you might want to check this one out, because it's not every, you know, it's not every pack drop. When they come on a week-to-week basis like this, not every player list is going to be loaded. This one is fairly loaded. So this one, if you wanted to spend $250, I wouldn't be mad at you. I wouldn't be mad at you for taking a shot on this one. Now, let's talk about the rares that are going to be in this drop, because again, if you spend $250 on the premium, you are guaranteed at least a rare. If you get the standard, you still have a shot to get a rare. And, you know, it might be, I believe it's like 17-ish percent chance of getting a rare, but there's a lot of people out there that have a pretty high success rate. I mean, I can speak for myself here. I'm 4 out of 7 when it comes to getting rares in the standard drop. So I'm, you know, a touch over 50%. So these rares, this list I'm about to read off, I feel like it applies to everybody, really. So there's going to be a Mark Andrews, Myles Garrett, Mike Hughes, ew, disgusting, Marquez Callaway, gross, James Washington, gross, Rashad Penny, gross, George Kittle, that's a nice one, a rare George Kittle, Cam Sims, that's whatever, a rare Patrick Mahomes, that is fantastic, Van Jefferson, whatever, Kirk Cousins, not great, Tyler Lockett, not bad, Buffalo Bills, that's whatever. I mean, I shouldn't really say whatever, like, I think the rare defenses actually go for a pretty nice price point, but if you get a defensive moment, I haven't got one yet. I still don't know how I feel about, you know, just owning a defensive play like that. We got a Jakeem Grant, Derek Gore, Taysom Hill, Leonard Fournette, that's not bad. Michael Walker, Justin Simmons, Rasul Douglas, Cole Holcomb, Micah Parsons. This Micah Parsons is a big one, because this one is also a triple badge. It's a debut plus 2 rookie badges on top, and it's a rare. The Micah Parsons is one of the most expensive rare moments on the platform as of now. So the Micah Parsons would be a big time hit if you could get a rare Micah Parsons in this drop. Then Ali Marco, Christian Kirk, Russell Gage, Josh Allen. That'd be a good one. Oh, actually, hold on. Pump the brakes on the Josh Allen. I might have read down a little too far. All right, erase the Josh Allen. There is not a rare Josh Allen. The list should have stopped at the Micah Parsons, actually. So I've read a little too far down the list. But then, like I said, for commons, the big one that really stands out is the $400 all-day debut badge Tom Brady 10K moment. So there's a lot of stuff to be excited about in this drop. There's a rare Patrick Mahomes, rare Micah Parsons. There's quite a few really desirable legendary moments as well. This is one of the better player pools that we've seen, you know, thus far. Now, one thing I will say from seeing, you know, weak pack drops, like week 14, week 13 pack drops, as opposed to the packs we were getting in the playoffs. The playoff packs were so nice, weren't they? Like, you knew the player pool. The player pool was small. There was stars in it, so you had a better chance to get star players. Those packs were great. If I was to spend $250 on a premium, I kind of wish that I would have done it during the playoff pack run. But now that we're in these bigger weeks, the player pools are larger. But still, there's a really nice a nice group of players here that would be excellent to add to your collection. And valuable rares. I'll tell you what, man, I'm halfway considering going for the premium as well. I might try to do both. I'm not sure yet, though. I got to see how I'm feeling. Maybe if I open up, if I'm lucky enough to get the standard, maybe I will. And maybe if I get something good in the standard, I'll feel kind of spicy, a little saucy. It might go in on the premium. But again, the premium packs are really hard to get. There's only 6K available. A lot of people line up for these things. So we'll see what happens when the time comes, but I'm excited about the player list, which is good. This seems like the kind of player pool that you'd want to invest in. Now, if you want to sit out for the drop and then just wait for people to just dump moments in the marketplace, I don't blame you there as well either, because you know that people are going to do that. They're not going to be happy with some of their pulls. They're just going to throw them in the marketplace. They're going to have to undercut the moments that are already up there. You know, you can spend your dapper dollars that way, and you can end up with, you know, three or four players that you'd much rather prefer to just get the guys you want, as opposed to getting a pack and possibly getting three guys who suck. So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you. But in terms of week drops, I think week 14 is one of the better ones. Could you imagine getting a debut Josh Allen legendary or a debut Patrick Mahomes legendary? That would be absolutely nuts. Whatever you decide to do, though, I want to hear about it. Let me know on Twitter at CryptoBallSTS. Tell me if you're going to be lining up for the standard or the premium or taking a shot at both. That is going to do it for this episode of CryptoBallers. Thank you for tuning in. I'd really appreciate it if you'd go leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. It helps the show gain more exposure, which is always a great thing. We have a lot of new listeners coming in with the introduction of all these new Dapper, you know, products with the UFC and the NFL. So help point all these newbies, all these new people to the best source of content. And again, make sure you're following on Twitter. If you're not following on Twitter at this point, I really don't know what you're doing. At CryptoBallSTS, it is hashtag scientifically proven to help get better pulls out of your packs. You guys heard it. 4 out of 7 rares in the standard packs. All right, over 50% we've been hitting right now. All right, we're on fire. We're getting S1 packs. We're getting, you know, rare pulls out of the $49 Elite packs on Top Shot. We're getting rares out of the NFL All Day packs. We are on a serious heater, so you're going to want to follow the Twitter to take some of this luck. And if you don't believe me, at me, ask about it. I'll retweet it, and I bet you'll have people, you know, come into my defense saying that the scientifically proven is actually a real thing. All right, I'm out of here. Good luck in the NFL All Day drop. Let me know what you're doing. Who are you trying to pull out of your pack? I'll catch you guys on Friday.